Grace was my grandmother's name. If ever a name fit a person perfectly, it was Grace. She was always saying, God will take care of me. It used to kind of drive me crazy when I was a kid. Oh, God will take care of me. God will do it. Oh, she believed that we have to take care of ourselves and be diligent and do that. But in the end, it is God who blesses our efforts. It's God who provides. It's God who takes care. I remember one time I was staying with my grandparents because my parents were on some sort of trip to a conference of some kind or something, and my sister and I were staying with Grandma and Grandpa, and a terrible storm came up, a tornado, and it tore up a good portion of the city where we were at. And so they had no basement there where we were, so Grandpa bundled us kids up and carried my sister because she was quite small, and I was just, you know, five or six years old, something like that. But I still remember that to this day. We all decided to take us across the street to the neighbor who did have a basement. And he called the neighbor, and the neighbor said, come on over. So here we went across the street. But Grandma wouldn't go. God will take care of me. Well, we decided to run it every way, and we just could not get Grandma to run across the street. We had been working on a jigsaw puzzle. She just kept working at that puzzle and said, God will take care of me. You go on across. Well, Grandpa took us kids across. I can remember the storm was so frightening and terrible, and the water was running over my ankles down the street as we were going across there, and we just got soaked, and we got over to the neighbor's house, and I got in the basement, and I looked up on the basement window and looked across, and I could see Grandma through this open door there. They had a screen door. See Grandma very calmly working her puzzle while the storm raged about her. And God did take care of her. I think I'll still go to the tornado shelter. Thank you very much. But Grandmother knew that even if the storm came and carried her away, God would take care of her. God took care of the Holy Family, warning Joseph in a dream and taking them into Egypt. And he provided for them too. Gold and frankincense and myrrh, the treasures of the wise men. God provides for his people. It's in Matthew, the second chapter, beginning in the 13th verse. And when they were departed, that is, the wise men, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be you there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt. And he was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. And down to verse 19. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Notwithstanding, being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I give you great praise because you provide so well for us food and shelter, clothing, safety. Oh Lord, I thank you for that. And if I began believing that I supplied all these things all by myself, by my own efforts, remind me, Lord, of the people that I know that have come my way, that are smarter than I am and work harder than I do and are more resourceful than I am, and yet they don't have much to eat today. I pray that you would provide for them something to eat, something to drink, treatment for their wounds today, Lord. And help me to be grateful in my soul for your provision. Thank you, O Lord, for providing for the Holy Family. Thank you for providing for me. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.